Did you ever meet Lumpudun?
I did, yeah. Yeah. He came to, he, first time I met him, he came to, he brought a group of lay people. He's quite elderly. Came to Wat Nanachan, and it was very awkward because the lay people wanted, because I hadn't been the abbot of Wat Nanachan that long. And his lay people wanted me to give a Dhamma talk. I said, I was kind of like, you've got this great monk. Why are you asking me to give a Dhamma talk? And finally, Lumpur doing it. Get up on the seat, you know, and gives a Dhamma talk. And then he invited me a couple times after that to go down to his monastery.
Since Surin.
Surin, yeah. Sorry, to give Dhamma talks here.
I possibly met him. I'm not sure, but and Ajahn Tui's monastery.
I doubt it.
That
Ajahn Tui's.
I was up in Sokhonnikhon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But somebody said it was Lumpur Doon. He was very,
Oh.
very quiet. He had round glasses. He was very elderly. Didn't
Okay,
he was
could
just.
be. Yeah, I mean, he certainly would have been elderly by then. But he, yeah, I mean, he passed away early 1980s.
Oh yeah, then it couldn't have been. I think
Yeah.
they must have been mistaken.
No.
But maybe he looked like Lumpudun and said, oh, did you
Yeah,
pay
sort of
respects
like
to them?
maybe like mid-1980s.
Yeah, it would have
No.
been a mistake that if it had been him, I would have thought Lumpur Tui would have invited him to give a Dhamma talk. He was this very elderly monk who was staying in that place. I was there for a couple of weeks and
Well.
he was he looked like in his late 80s or 90s, and somebody said it was Lumpur Doon, but he was hardly uttered a word, just sort of quietly sitting there, sort of radiantly peaceful and bright.
Oh, that fits Lumpur Doon as well.
Anyway, so he's also his monastery in Surin, when it was established, it was outside of the town, and then the town spread, as many Thai towns have done, until his monastery is kind of within the city of Surin, I understand now. And
Yeah.
they have a
It was
big
right by the
elephant
exhibition grounds.
near the elephant festival.
Yeah, right where the elephant festival happens.
So that people were asking me, you know, surely your monastery is in this really noisy place. You have this huge festival that happens every year. And is, you know, your forest monks don't. Why don't you want to be in a quick, peaceful, quiet place? And very similar to Lumpur Cha's teachings about noise, he said, the noise is the town that comes from the town. It's just minding its own business. You know, why do you go out and bother it? You know, if you don't go out and upset the noise, it won't bother you. Or words to that effect.